just on a spacewalk 2 days ago, and I could see small evidence of very small micrometeorites that have struck the space station, but luckily we do protect the space station from anything much larger than an apple size that could be in orbit around the Earth or could strike it. We track that from the ground, and we help the International Space Station avoid an orbital collision with an object that could potentially cause damage. But there definitely are small objects out there that can cause very minor damage to the exterior of the space station. That's a very interesting question, and as we come into space, we realize that there are definitely, we make it more and more accessible to more and more people, and that would include being inclusive of those people with disabilities. In addition, some of the science and technology that we develop on board the International Space Station could help improve life for people who have disabilities living on Earth. My very good friend Nick Haig just returned to the Earth a couple of days ago, and it looks like it takes two or three days before you kind of feel normal again, and then you regain your strength over the subsequent weeks. So it does take some time to get used to. Instantaneously vaporize. Presently, for operations on board the International Space Station, we ride to the International Space Station on board a Soyuz rocket launching from Kazakhstan, and then we return again to Kazakhstan when our mission is over. I just so happen to be a medical doctor by training, and so if I cut myself, I probably would, if any of my crewmates cut themselves, I would help them. I would probably be the logical person for them to go to. If I cut myself, my crewmates are also trained to assist with such injuries like that. And so we all help each other, and there's no requirement to have a doctor on board, but we just so happen to right now. It seems like I dream like I do on Earth. Sleep is very good up here. It's very comfortable because your body doesn't require to move around. Without the absence of gravity, you don't shift positions as much as you do lying in a bed. For that reason, I sleep well, and I sleep and dream normally. If we were in deep space, it would theoretically go on forever and ever. If you went outside of the space station and you kicked it, it would also take off in its own direction, but it basically would stay in orbit around the Earth, just like the International Space Station. Going to space when I was a child. I also aspired and very much looked up to astronauts. And no, I'm not disappointed at all. I get to work with wonderful people, and we have a wonderful job up here on the space station, but also a wonderful job back on Earth representing our space agency, our country, and the International Space Station. As you can imagine, it's extremely exciting, but we receive years and years of training before we get to that point. So most astronauts describe themselves as very calm up to that point, and then when that rocket starts to accelerate and we feel the forces of that rocket accelerating faster and faster, we get very excited. Well, I think I would add another module. Having more and more space up here is always exciting. Right now, it's about the size of a house that had about five bedrooms. So it's plenty of space for six people, but if we had more, it would be even more fun. Actually, the only way that I would know that we were moving is when I look out the window and I see us traveling over the Earth. But if I don't look outside the window, the space station is extremely stable and there's no perception of motion at all. But in fact, we're traveling at 17,500 miles an hour. Well, just like airplanes on the ground are helped by air traffic control to prevent them from colliding with one another, we have extensive ground teams that keep track of where satellites are and where the International Space Station is and make sure that they deconflict that at all times. And if we ever needed to perform a maneuver, we can fire thrusters and change our orbit slightly to avoid a collision. Well, certainly my first impressions looking back at the Earth was no concerns in terms of I felt very, very happy to be looking back at my home planet. It's such a beautiful planet. But the concern I do have is that when I go Bravo Papa Sierra, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra.